Welcome back here with the news at one. A bill to ban the sharing of images from road traffic collisions will be debated in the Dáil today. The aim to protect victims and their families from the distress and intrusion of non-consensual recordings. It's being tabled by the Labour Party's transport spokesperson, Duncan Smith, who's in our Oireachtas studio now. Duncan Smith, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Taking pictures or videos of road collisions and sharing them, how common is it?
But unfortunately, it's become increasingly common over the last number of years. It's become this morbid practice seems to have cropped up in the last 4 or 5 years. The practice obviously isn't officially documented, but we've all heard the calls from Gardaí on news programmes such as yourselves when an accident is being reported, and then a plea and a call by the Gardaí for images not to be shared online or social media. And I think anyone who hears that, anyone with any shred of decency, which is 99.99% of people in our country, are just absolutely appalled that anyone would record or take a photo of the scene of a traffic accident and the scene of someone who's seriously injured or indeed dead, and would then go on to share it on a social media platform.
Why would people do that?
I've no idea, Gavin. It's morbid. It's ghoulish. It's distasteful, and it's below any threshold of decency. But unfortunately, it's happening. It's the most disrespectful and distressing intrusion into private grief that one can imagine, and it's anyone I talked to, and you know, this came out of conversations I had with my colleague Councillor Peter Horgan in Cork, where we were both appalled by hearing these repeatedly coming from Gardaí, these calls for the non-sharing. So we said, look, we need to look into this, and we found out that this wasn't an offence on the statute book. So we said we'd develop a bill and present it. So I'm looking forward to having it debated today. I've had an awful lot of positive feedback cross-party, including from government. And indeed, when I introduced it at first stage over a year ago, the Ceann Comhairle himself mentioned it from the chair that the bill had an awful lot of merit and hoped that he would see it progress. So hopefully that happens today.
So what are you proposing exactly?
We're proposing that if an individual records or shares an image or recording from a traffic accident of an individual who's either in shock, serious injury or dead, without the consent, that they would be subject to a Class A fine of up to €5,000 or 12 months imprisonment. Of course, there are a couple of parts to the bill. There's a public interest defence if there is a publication of an image that's justified by overriding considerations of the public interest, or that there's information of public importance, that would be taken into account. And also, if there's somebody who's arrived at a scene and is administering first response and first aid response and needs to share an image with a member of our emergency services or a Gardaí, then of course that's exempt. So there are common sense provisions within the bill to ensure that no one is being criminalised. And of course, anyone who records an image on a dash cam or anything like that, that's excluded as well. And sharing such images with the Gardaí on request for the purposes of accident investigation, of course, isn't impacted by this bill or indeed other emergency services. So,
but you're proposing to criminalise not just the taking of the image, but the sharing of it too, yes?
Yes, and it's both are, I think, one's certainly problematic. The other, the sharing, is apparent if you're putting it up through WhatsApp groups or indeed onto one of the social media platforms that so many millions of us have. It's hopefully, if this goes through, that it would send a strong message out there. I mean, we've seen there's been legislation in the area of sharing in terms of personal tapes in relation to sexual behaviour, and that's, yes, that's been criminalised. So Coco's Law, which Brendan Howland pushed through. So, you know, we need to act on the sharing of these kind of images in terms of traffic accidents, and this is the way we feel is best to do that.
Do you expect it to become law before the end of this Dáil, which is running out of time?
Look, we are running out of time. There is a pathway. I think it is a short bill. It wouldn't require much scrutiny, and I think also I'm not precious about it coming through as my bill. I think it could be turned into a government amendment of one of their own bills. It's not something I need to have that kind of level of ownership over. So hopefully we could see it progress.
Are you expecting a by-election for Éireann Éireann seat or a general election?
As someone who ran in a by-election caused by a European win in 2019, I would expect a general election. I'm just basing that on my own experience and what's been said around these corridors. But whether it's a by-election or and a subsequent general election, or we go into a general election, you know, we will have candidates ready in whichever constituency.
Even though your party has just suffered its worst ever local government election, your lowest ever share of the vote at just over 5%.
Well, we have increased our seats actually from 30. We sent 55, given retirements, we've sent 55 councillors out and we've returned 56. And of course, we have an MEP. We also, Gavin, as someone who's first ran in 2014 and has ran for the Labour Party in elections that have been difficult for us on the doors, this was a different kind of election for us. We were received very positively. We've got transfers from places we never got transfers before. We've gone from 1-3 in Cork, 1-3 in Galway, 1-3 in Tip, and got people back in Sligo and
You've gone from just under 6% of the vote to just over 5%.
Yeah, look, we're talking marginal vote share here, but in overall numbers, we've increased our numbers in Fingal. We're the largest group. Every candidate councillor we sent out in Fingal came back, including one more with Karina Johnston. So, you know, we have a good story to tell, and this isn't spin, this is the hard facts, and we have now candidates elected who will be general election candidates.
You're going to come back with 56 seats, isn't that right? You won 57 the last time round.
Yeah, given retirements, which happened with all parties, 55 sitting councillors went down, 56 came back.